Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Welcome to Inside the Huddle. Here we are on a Saturday, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. We've got Don Stock and Jamie Blacker here. Just a reminder that we will have a replay of the show in its entirety tomorrow night. That'll be at 8 o'clock tomorrow night on Sunday night at 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and also at 102.7 FM. We'll also have this archived at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com sometime over the weekend for you. From WILO. So we've got a full boat again this week for you as we moved out of basketball season. We moved into baseball season as we talked with some coaches last weekend. We've also moved into track and field and golf and softball as we wrap up the school year here. So we'll turn it over to Don and Jamie. The first coach we're expecting to call is Clinton Central softball coach Don Helmick. And we'll wait on standby for his phone call for a couple moments. We also have Jim Cullum, Clinton Prairie Golf Boys coach. Mike Kelly, the Frankfort Golf Boys coach, coming up at 9:30. And then Chris Gorbett, the Rossville softball coach, around a quarter till 10 this morning. We'll turn it over to Don and Jamie. Good morning, friends.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Don. How was your spring break?
Well, my break was short, but how was yours?
Mine was great. The weather was perfect. Little windy, but nice little tan. Enjoyed the week.
Yeah, you got a good one going on right there, brother. You know, weather-wise out there, it doesn't feel like it should be baseball or...
Man, they're battling it this week, trying to get anything in. You watch the Twitter pages of all the schools, and it's like reschedule, reschedule, reschedule. I mean, I know they played some games last night around the area, so today I think most everything got canceled, but... Bitter weather to play spring sports.
It's not a good day to be out. Speaking of baseball, we're putting together a schedule. Could be on the air as early as Tuesday. I think it's a county matchup that we'll be broadcasting. Hoosierland TV will be on Hoosierland TV for our baseball. What we've tried to put together is one game during the week and a game on Saturday. Now, most games are doubleheaders, but we'll only do the first ball game. Usually it's around 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and early call, but that's good. And to see how baseball goes, it's such a short, quick season that it's kind of difficult to schedule everybody. My schedule has, excuse me, four Frankfort games, four Prairie games, four Central games, and a couple of Rossville games. And the reason why only a couple of Rossville games is basically what we have is county schools playing each other, and a lot of county schools have already matched up. We were counting on the county tournament, but there is no county tournament, as Rossville and I think Prairie has pulled out to be able to maintain their conference schedule. So no county tournament this year. That's what we were really looking forward to broadcast a couple of games there.
That's good to hear. I think that's going to be great, to showcase baseball. I talked with Coach Scott last week. And we both agreed the level of play in the area has just risen each year. It keeps getting better and better. We've got some, teams that are making some runs at state finals here. Rossville has of late. Clinton Central won their first sectional last year in a long time. So, Prairie had their first or over 20-game win season last year. Of course, they all set for COVID the year before. So It was like all the other sports. They had to, catch back up, but they actually didn't even play for a whole season. So, they have kids now that are playing out there that really hadn't had any varsity experience. So it'll be neat to see that you and Carl broadcasting all those games. Now, my question is to you, what kind of style of broadcaster are you? Are you a Harry Carey type?
I got to tell you, my wife asked me that. I was watching the Cubs home opener, and I'm a big Cub fan. And she asked me, she goes, are you listening to get some points? And
we're Bob Uecker. That was the other one I was thinking of.
Yeah, well, I guess it's one of those things we'll feel it out as we go along.
I'm sure you and Carl have some fun.
But Carl and I will have fun. We enjoy the game of baseball. He's a big Reds fan. I'm a big Cub fan. And we'll see how things work out. But looking forward to start of baseball on Tuesday. It is Rossville at Clinton Central. And should be a good ball game. We try to get all the county matchups, but we were a little late getting our schedule together. We'll, if this works out well, we'll look at next year a lot quicker.
And I think the other part of it is they're still looking for some sponsors to help, you know, even maybe even do some more games. So if you're interested in being a sponsor for out there for the baseball, call in here and talk to Kevin or get a hold of Don and I. We'll get you the right person. But be an awesome package. I think it's just adding to the sports schedule and the sports scene for Clinton County, you know, just adding to those sports and then maybe even grow from here, maybe even softball down the way.
I totally agree. I think that it's one of these things that can expand, and girls softball too is one of those that are getting better as the years progress, and so why not? I say why not?
Right. Hey, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. We'll talk with Clinton Prairie golf coach Jim Collin.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
See your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Adults devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Now, there are children that are 58 years old, and there are grown-ups that are 25 years old. Adults devise a plan and follow it. They live with a sense of intentionality. They do things on purpose instead of by impulse, and that's called being a grown-up.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle here on a Saturday. Again, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. If you would like to get in on the conversation, you can do that at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. In the studio, we've got Coach Cullum with the Clinton Prairie Golf Boys team. Going to turn it over to Jamie Blacker now and let him talk with Coach a little this morning. Good morning again.
Good morning, Coach Cullum. How are you doing?
Good morning, Hal. Thanks for letting me have.
Hey, I think you're supposed to start your season today, but it's a little cold out there, and I think they postponed it for now. Is that correct?
Yeah, I know that spring is supposed to be on the calendar, but I think Mother Nature forgot.
You guys had a rough go just getting out on the links here and getting going. I've seen you get on their Twitter page, you know, out and about, but there's been a lot of days that probably had to be in the gym.
Yeah, it's true. These guys have shown a lot of commitment to come out there and bear some 30-degree weather and wind and rain, and we even had sleet, I think, on Monday or Tuesday this week. So it's been rough.
Your home course, I believe, is Deer Track. And can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Clinton Prairie and Deer Track and how that's worked over the years?
Yeah, we've had a really great relationship with Deer Track. The owners out there have really been hospitable for us, and they really like to work with us for the meets we have in the evenings and the conference meets that we'll have on a Saturday. They really work with us good. It's a terrific track. If you haven't been out there, go out there and play. Ken and his crew out there really do a terrific job of getting that course ready.
It's a really challenging course. It's I've, you know, was out there a few years ago when my son played, and I've watched a lot of kids come in there, and you know, they're going to dominate that, and by the end of the day, they're like, most adults are like, wow, what was that, you know? So it's a course that, you know, will challenge you, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think that in all the courses I played, I bet the first four holes are the toughest starting holes that a person will play. And I know that we have a lot of teams that when they have to come out and play and play on the front, you know.
And that water on 18 will get you, too.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, because
it's the best of them.
They got that one pretty strategic in that most of the southwest winds come in,
yes.
And you've got to go a club or two more and hope you hit the middle.
Well, I asked last week to the different coaches. 2 years ago, COVID hit. March 13th, everybody was done. I mean, nobody went back to school and everything. You just probably got the clubs out. I've noticed this winter, you know, you guys are in there a lot of times in the evening, even during, you know, January and February, just practicing, you know, swinging the club in the gym. But can you talk a little bit about how that affected the team and then coming back this last year and, you know, not playing pretty much a whole year?
Yeah, that was pretty disappointing, and I'm sure it was disappointing for everybody. I was looking really forward to the 2020 season. We had probably the best team, I bet, in my 5 years then of coaching. And it was disheartening, and it was, you know, hard on the players.
Right.
And we kept hearing, hey, any day now, you know, maybe May and stuff will start or whatever. And it was very, very hard. Since then, you know, we've kind of not really started over, but we only have a few returning players. My senior this year came out in 2020, but we never really got a chance to get out, you know, play
right.
The team. But he played all summer. It seemed like, at least for everybody else, the courses were packed, you know, for
right.
The COVID time for everybody else. But I'm looking forward to this year's team and next couple of years at least. We have a very young team. I've got three freshmen, two sophomores, and one senior. And three of those are returning. So it's – and they've been getting better every year or every day that we've been practicing. I've seen a lot of improvement over the time. And a few of them have played golf before, so that helps.
Can you talk a little about who your senior is and tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, our lone senior is Logan McDonald, and this will be his third season. And he's improved probably anywhere from 8 to 10 strokes over the last couple of seasons. And I look for him to be our leader this year in scoring and on the team. I think that he'll probably, you know, shoot maybe in the low 40s and maybe mid 40s there consistently this year. That's what I'm looking for anyway. So, yeah, he'll be a great asset.
For people that does, you know, haven't been to a high school golf meet, can you explain a little bit how they score them and give a little insight? You know, I think you have the top four and a medalist and all that. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, generally, in whether it's a two-way meet or a three-way meet, you'll have five players that are scorable, but then you'll take the low four scores, and your fifth score then can be determined or help determine a tie in case there's a team tie. So even though it's an individual sport in some ways, we need the team to score as best they can that day because everybody's score does count.
So moving into, for like the county meet or the, or even all conference, I think you have to place that day to like to be on the all conference team. Is that how that works at the all conference meet?
Yeah, in our conference, which we host this year at Deer Track, however many conference teams there are, we'll give those. They'll be all conference. So if there's eight teams that are in the, you know, have a team in the conference, we can give eight medals and stuff. And they'll be all conference.
Can you talk about any matchups you're looking forward to this year, or you have any thoughts on that?
Well, our first one is Monday against Rossville, and they've always been tough. It's always been historically our first meet over the years, and I think they've got a pretty good team this year. I think they have several returners, so it's going to be challenging. We look forward to some of the way meets with, you know, the other teams. Like North Montgomery is always kind of challenging. Hamilton Height is coming to Deer Track, but they're pretty
North Montgomery, do you play there at Darlington? Is that the course you play at?
Yeah. We play there at Rocky Ridge.
That's a real nice course.
Yeah, it's a nice layout.
Pretty flat, I think, but...
Yeah, but it's still pretty challenging. Yeah, there's some woods here and there and some long shots that you need to maneuver.
What are some other courses that you think are pretty neat in the area that kids enjoy playing at?
We go to play an invitational at Covington this year, and we've been doing that for the last 3 or 4 years. And that is a course called Rivercrest.
Is that right there along 74 that you can see?
Yeah. And that's a pretty nice course. Their greens are generally almost like glass.
Wow.
So some of the other courses around here, they're not as fast. So when the kids hit that course, it's usually an eye-opener. But it's a good course. And then our sectional is always at Coyote Crossing. And Coyote has always been a challenging
track. That's in Lafayette.
Yep, up there. It's close to Harrison.
Okay.
And stuff. And it's always been a very challenging course. It's a Hale Irwin design.
I think Don's going to.
Coach, I have a question, and I'm not an avid golf player. I play about once a year, but you know, in a lot of sports, high school sports, the importance of growing the team together, as in basketball, they'll play in the off season, and the football guys kind of hang out together. How is it that the golf team, is it first important that you form that big family in a golf group, and if so, how does that happen? Because of the fact that golf is like in a spring sport, is it something that you have where the kids play all year long as a group together? How does that work out?
It is probably challenging in that you're right, it's an individual sport, but what I try to emphasize is that we're always a team. We practice together as a team. I only split them up generally if we're going to play a few holes. But we're always trying to talk together and find out about, you know, what was your weakness or what's your strengths after a meet together, so that we can kind of identify and have our veterans maybe help the others, you know, the younger ones that are coming on the team, to realize that, you know, we've got to have a togetherness, if you will. We've got 3 freshmen this year and 2 sophomores. So I'm excited about in the upcoming years with us really growing together for the next 2 or 3 years. And I think that's going to be pretty beneficial.
Can you explain a little bit about what kind of tactics you use to get the kids, you know, some of these kids never played golf before, especially when they came out their freshman year, and you know, some of the basics you try to instill, or what, as a coach, what do you tackle first, and then, you know, how do you progress them on to their senior year?
It's usually just the basics. You know, there's so many different things about golf that can really mess you up, if
right.
you will, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I think it's just mainly just, you know, keep it real simple. You know, maybe 3 or 4 things for a week or two, and let them get used to that, like grip and just, you know, takeaways and things like that, kind of swinging and trying not to
and
sway.
Another interesting point, they don't ride on a cart. They walk all this, correct?
Yeah, they better.
Yeah. Yeah. That's part of the deal.
I walked when I was in high school playing, so, yep, they need to walk. Now, they do use push carts these days.
Okay.
They did allow that, I don't know how many years ago, which I think helps.
The golf bags got bigger, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it keeps them a little bit ready as far as not getting fatigued, especially when it gets hot. It's not easy carrying the golf clubs for 18 holes when it's, you know, 95 degrees out or so. Hopefully it'll get that way this year. when it's 40, it might feel pretty good walking around and getting a little heated up.
I saw last night you put out on Twitter, I think it was Forest Park or something, a little training aid, or maybe somebody from CP Golf put that out and Prairie Athletic shared it. I don't know, maybe you didn't, maybe that wasn't you doing
that.
Yeah,
I didn't see that one.
We'll have to look it up. It's a pretty nice training aid. I think Brian Eaton needs to take a look at that, because days like today when you can't get outside.
Oh, yes, I did. I remember that one now.
Okay.
That was an indoor
for a high school
facility.
For a small school, that was pretty nice.
That looked awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to work for. You know, I keep working on Brian Eaton about that, you know, and get us a space.
Well, inside. When I see him, I'll hit him up about it.
Yeah. But. Yeah. Tell him we need an outdoor, you know, chipping green and putting green, too.
Right,
you know,
there at the school. Nice. Yeah, yeah, that'd be
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, yep. Right there, you know.
Well, they're making some nice progressions out there. I think they're getting ready to make another announcement about a few things at the athletics facility. So
yeah,
maybe they can add that in there.
But, right.
Well, Coach, it's been great to talk to you this morning. I was just looking. The county meet is May 26th. We're trying to meet with all the county school spring sports. You know, we got tennis, track, you know, different things throughout the county. We'll try to get you back in here a few weeks and see how the Gophers are doing and, you know, and go from there. But appreciate you coming in this morning.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.